heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time this evening. What heat index values around 105 degrees? Where? Okfuskee, Okmulgee, Wagoner, Muskogee, McIntosh, Pittsburgh, Haskell, and Latimer counties. When? Until 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time this evening. Impacts. The combination of hot temperatures and high humidity will combine to create a dangerous situation in which heat illnesses are possible. Take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible and drink plenty of water. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. Call 911. Repeating, a heat advisory has been issued until 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties: in Oklahoma, Haskell, Latimer, McIntosh, Muskogee, Okfuskee, Okmulgee, Pittsburgh, and Wagoner. The following is a summary of watches, warnings, and advisories in effect. The Tulsa area, including much of northeast Oklahoma. A heat advisory has been issued until 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties: in Oklahoma, Muskogee, Okmulgee, and Wagoner. The current time is 2:27 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 2 p.m., at the Tulsa International Airport, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 95, dew point 71, relative humidity 45%, producing a heat index of 102. The wind was southwest at 7. The pressure was 29.85 inches and falling. Around Oklahoma this hour, in Oklahoma City, it was partly sunny with a temperature of 94. In Bartlesville, it was cloudy with a temperature of 90. The report from McAllister was not available. In Ponca City, it was cloudy with a temperature of 85. At the Sand Springs Airport, it was cloudy with a temperature of 93. At the Jenks Riverside Airport, it was mostly sunny with a temperature of 95. In Tahlequah, it was mostly sunny with a temperature of 95. In Muskogee, it was sunny with a temperature of 94. Around the region, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it was mostly sunny with a temperature of 94. In Kansas City, it was cloudy with a temperature of 71. In Joplin, it was partly sunny with a temperature of 85. At Springfield, it was mostly sunny with a temperature of 84. In Wichita, it was cloudy with a temperature of 77. In Fort Smith, it was partly sunny with a temperature of 96. And in Fayetteville, it was partly sunny with a temperature of 90. Once again, in northeast Oklahoma, temperatures were between 90 and 95 degrees. At Muskogee, it was sunny. At Jenks Riverside Airport, it was mostly sunny. At Tulsa International Airport, it was partly sunny. At Bartlesville, it was cloudy. The forecast for the Tulsa area, including much of northeast Oklahoma. Through tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening, then showers likely and chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows around 70. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 70%. Heat index readings 100 to 107 in the evening. Sunday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-80s. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, clear. Lows in the mid-60s. Light winds. Labor Day, sunny. Highs in the lower 90s. Light winds. Monday night, clear. Lows in the upper 60s. Light winds. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-90s. Tuesday night, clear. Lows in the mid-60s. Wednesday, sunny. Highs in the upper 80s. Wednesday night, clear. Lows in the lower lower 60s. Thursday, sunny. Highs in the lower 90s. Thursday night, clear. Lows in the mid-60s. Friday, sunny. Highs in the mid-90s. Friday night, clear. Lows in the upper 60s. Saturday, sunny. Highs in the upper 90s. And now the hazardous weather outlook. Issued at 1:02 p.m. Central Daylight Time. This outlook is for northwest and west central Arkansas as well as much of eastern Oklahoma. For today and tonight, severe thunderstorm. Risk, limited. Area, northeast Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas. Onset, mid-afternoon. Heavy rain. Risk, limited. Area, northeast Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas. Onset, late afternoon. Dangerous heat. Risk, elevated. Area, much of eastern Oklahoma and west central Arkansas. Onset, ongoing. Discussion, a cold front will push into the area today, triggering showers and storms mainly this afternoon, evening, and overnight. Storms this afternoon will likely produce locally heavy rainfall given the highly saturated environment and may produce locally heavy rainfall in portions of northeast Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas. Some storms may briefly become severe this afternoon across northeast Oklahoma and far northwest Arkansas with damaging wind gusts, the main severe weather concern. South of the boundary, locations in, near, and to the south of Tulsa will see indices approach 105 degrees this afternoon. These elevated heat indices may be short-lived as showers and storms develop or dew points lower as mixing occurs. Spotter and emergency management action statement. Local spotter activation may be needed. And now the extended outlook for the period Sunday through Friday. Sunday, thunderstorm potential. Monday through Friday, no hazards. Extended discussion, showers and storms will linger across southeast portions of Oklahoma Sunday morning and early afternoon before gradually exiting by Sunday evening. Monday through Friday will see dry weather with another cold front expected to move through Tuesday night into Wednesday. This front lower temperatures a little but, more importantly, it will knock down the dew points. The heat will return to end the week as a ridge builds into the area, but the humidity will be lacking. Weather.gov/Tulsa contains additional information.